Welcome back to the show whose rhythm is 8 to the bar. And now, our very own seller dashboard daddy, Griff.
And this segment is... Jeez.
My favorite one.
Dashboard daddy? This segment is brought to you by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot. Do it because your dashboard daddy told you to. There's nothing like a really good return policy to instill buyer confidence. And boy, don't I know that. At the holidays, this is even more true than ever. Jonathan Haney is eBay's head of returns experience. And he's here now to tell us how you can delight and entice buyers with extended holiday returns. He's not alone. Jonathan, who did you bring with you?
I brought Lauren Yee. She's on my team, and she is the one that's doing all of the day-to-day management. So ask her all the tough questions and ask me the easy ones.
And what is her name again?
Lauren.
Lauren. Oh, Lauren. Okay.
Hi. So, thanks for having me.
Hi, Lauren.
Welcome. So let's start with Jonathan. This is a high-level question. Can you give us, those of us who don't know, and I can't imagine there are anyone doesn't know, but just in case there are some people who don't know, what exactly is extended holiday returns, which is as long as that sentence?
No worries. So extended holiday returns is an easy proposition. So in the months of November and December, and it doesn't start until November 1st, you click the setting today, or even in those months, it sets your return policy in those 2 months only to offer your returns through January 31st.
Makes sense.
And I just did it. It took me 5 seconds.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You can do it actually in the next break in the show.
Yeah. I went to ebay.com/holiday returns, and you click on the thing. It says, you know, opt in now, and I did, and it took 5 seconds, literally. So it's a good thing. So when and how will buyers know that I offer holiday returns? So not until November 1st, right?
Correct. So on November 1st, buyers actually see the extended holiday returns on their view item description pages, as well as in search. And they'll also be featuring extended holiday returns in the special holiday gifting hub.
eBay just announced, and I think the commercials are now live, right?
Yeah.
Global brand campaign. And will the offering holiday returns make a difference to my sales during this campaign itself?
It will. I mean, if you think about it, Griff, that brand campaign is bringing millions of buyers who have never experienced eBay.
Right.
And, you know, they're going to get their inspiration from the world. And then they're going to see that item on eBay and say, yep, that's what I want. That's what I'm going to purchase.
And this is one more enticement of a great experience.
That's exactly right. So when they go to say, what do I want? And they're going to say, you know what? This is my son's perfect gift. This is the surfboard that he's going to want for Christmas.
Right.
But if I don't offer extended holiday returns, I might be shy to get the right surfboard, or I might not get a surfboard here and go to a different store.
Exactly.
So that I can make sure that I get the right size surfboard for him.
We're competing against, it's not just eBay. eBay isn't the center of the universe. There are other places, other options, and we have to compete with them. And those other places are offering something similar to an extended return policy for the holidays, which only makes sense, right?
Exactly. I mean, I think one of the things to call out is, like, many of these folks on the other 10 months of the year are offering 30 days or 60 days or even 90 or 120-day returns.
Right.
And it's hard for, you know, it's makes it a challenge for our sellers to compete in that type of environment.
So the sellers that are listening to this broadcast regularly who have opted in don't need to be sold on the program. They understand how it can benefit their sales by increasing lowering the resistance that buyers might have to be buying from them. We're talking to those folks who haven't opted in and who provide me with a list of reasons why they don't want to opt in. And we're trying to convince them for their own good that this is a great thing for business.
That's right, Griff.
And I didn't mean to put all those words into your mouth.
You put great words in my mouth. I think the one listening audience that has not opted in, but is an ETRS seller, I just want to remind them that if they don't opt in, any sales that they have starting November 1st, they're not going to get their 20% discount on final value fees, and they're good. And I can't speak today. And they're going to lose their badging.
Right.
The top rated plus seal that they have on their listing. So
exactly.
that's added emphasis for everybody who is a top rated seller today to make sure that they maintain that.
So that's a great incentive. But I always think of it also from the buyer's end of it, which is if I'm holiday shopping, I want to know that if I buy something to give as a gift and for some reason the buyer doesn't like it, they're going to want to return it or, you know, exchange it, but mostly return it. And this has been a huge wall of resistance at eBay for the general buying public in the past. And for this year, for at least, this is a great way to help breach that wall. I'm answering my own questions.
Yes, and you're doing a really good job, and the rest of us are just going to sit here and listen to
well,
you.
Well, yeah. And the only reason I say that is because I'm such a believer in this, and to me, it makes so much sense. Now, I sell used men's apparel. Pre-owned, already been worn apparel, and I offer extended holiday returns. I actually have a very liberal return policy anyway. I just want buyers to know they can buy from me with confidence because I got so much competition. I just checked the casual shirt category on eBay. There's 1.5 million items listed. 1.5 million. That's a huge amount of competition. I got to break through it.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, Griff. How do you stand out in 1.5 million listings?
I think my service, because it's not my price. My price is a little bit more expensive compared, but I think offering things like really liberberal return policy and having great photos and
his
great
photos are fantastic. Jonathan.
And telling people, hey, listen, I got your back. You buy a shirt from me, you don't want it for whatever reason. There's no argument. I smile and I give you your money back and hope you'll come and shop with me again. Here's 25% off on your
next purchase. Lauren, I already spilled half the beans, but can you please tell us how we opt in?
Sure. So right now, if you go to www.ebay.com/holidayreturns, you'll see an opt-in button. It's easy as simply going to that button and clicking, and it'll apply the holiday returns option to all of your listings at once.
All of them at once, right?
Yes.
Now, that least question brings up another point, though. What if I just want to do this for the holiday season? Does this change my return policy forever? What happens in the future? I mean, I want to go back to my default policies. How do I do that?
So you don't need to opt out or do anything. Automatically on January 1st, your original return policy will revert back to normal.
For any purchases made on January 1st or after?
Correct.
Oh, that's terrific. So I don't have to make any changes to go back to it.
No changes at all.
It's even more of an incentive.
So is it going to be confusing for my buyers when they see that I have 14-day listed in my listing, in my terms of service, but I've opted in to extended holiday? Do I have to go on my listing?
Lee, you're talking about your description.
Yeah,
your
my
text.
Description. Yeah, my text.
That's a good question.
So potentially that could be confusing. And we're really...
Yeah, I'm going to change it then.
Yeah, we're really recommending that sellers take a look at their descriptions early and make those changes so that they do match their holiday return policy.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes
sense.
That's
a good point.
Some sellers have noticed that not all their listings offer extended holiday returns on their seller dashboard, even after they've enrolled all their listings.
Oh, yeah.
They've called into the show and asked about it. So what should they do?
Yeah, so we heard all the feedback. Griff is very good at coming and knocking on my door when there's issues.
And he smiles when I do it.
That's good.
It's true, because we need to know what's going on in the marketplace. And frankly, we shouldn't have these issues in the first place. But when they do, we work diligently to resolve them. And for this one, we understand the issue. We have some fixes in place. So if you are in that situation, my recommendation is be patient for the next week. If you're really nervous, you can go opt in those listings.
Yeah.
That have holiday returns dropped. You can go do that now. But frankly, give us some time to make sure that our systems work and that we get them solved. And that's just kind of better for all of us. But we see it, we're actively working on it, and we're working to resolve it rapidly.
But just to be clear here, opting in now doesn't mean that your listings change today. None of this goes live until November 1st.
Right. The buyers do not see it until November 1st.
And the sellers don't see it either if they go to their listing. It's not until November 1st that the public in general sees this is now a holiday extended return item.
That's exactly right.
Okay, great. So what if I'm top rated? I'm just going to give you the email I get from people who said, I'm top rated. I don't want to do extended holiday returns. What do I do? I want everything. I want my discount, and I don't want to offer holiday returns.
Well, they can actually go through. they can go through at the listing level and take off holiday returns on the listings that they don't want to offer it on. So it's really up to them. It's voluntary.
All right. So you can choose which listings you don't want to have in the program.
Yes, and through their listing tool or through my eBay or whatever they use to apply the return policy.
But just to make it clear, you can't have it both ways. during November and December. You're either going to be in the program and get those listings that are offering extended returns. They're going to get the final value fee discount, or you're not going to get them if they're not in. It's just, I think people are asking for, I want both.
Correct. You can't have your cake and eat it too.
At least not in this case.
Not in this case. I think to Lauren's point, you can pick and choose. And even those sellers that will still be top rated, there may be some listings that they have concerns about. But I think that there's some that they can all easily opt into the program. And at least then you maintain a portion of your discount.
We're almost out of time. Can you stay and take questions for the next segment or two?
Yeah, I would love to take some calls.
Sure.
That's good to know, because I know Lee will have questions.
Yes, I will.
And I know I actually might have a question or two myself, but those aren't as important as our listeners. And our listeners will have questions. And if you've got a question about holiday returns, extended holiday returns, or the hassle-free returns feature in general, if you're not using it, you should, give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. 888-723-4630.
And you know, I'd like to hear from people who are not going to use it, and I want to know why.
Yeah. I've heard a lot of I can't, won't, don't, but not.
Yeah, I'd like to know why you're not going to use it. There may be some people who have a good reason, you know, selling a holiday frock for Christmas, and I don't know.
And there's some categories that are exempt, correct?
Right. So
we'll talk about those too.
BNI bullion, gift cards.
BNI is business and industrial.
Sorry. Yes. Thank you.
We'll talk about that more when we come back.
This segment was brought to you by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot. Up next, Jonathan and Lauren have agreed to stay with us to take your calls and answer your questions about extended holiday returns. Call us at 888-723-4630. We'll take their calls in a minute on eBay Radio.
As an eBay seller, responding to your customers' messages is crucial to your success. But as your business grows, you find you're spending more and more time sifting through those emails each day. Introducing Reply Manager. They streamline the process of replying to buyers through eBay's My Messages. Reply Manager is the only tool that offers category tags and standard replies for the resolution center. Plus, email threads along with internal notes and reminders keep the conversation intact. And you can take action on multiple emails from multiple selling channels all at once. You set the criteria to automatically sort messages, set autoresponders, and generate detailed reports. And Reply Manager won't leave you hanging. They're always available during business hours with after-hours support for emergencies as well. Visit ReplyManager.com for a free trial. No risk, no credit card. ReplyManager.com.
The research is in. Social media marketing can increase your bottom line. Online sellers who do it correctly are reaping the benefits, and you need to be a part of it all. Social Beacon is a new tool that lets you easily post the listings you choose on Facebook, Pinterest, and Twitter all at the same time. It measures the results so you know what works. Become a successful social marketer. Go to pagemage.com and start using Social Beacon today. It's free, and you'll share your first item in just 5 minutes.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archive's homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.
When eBay sellers wanted the largest possible box that would fit inside a USPS Priority Flat Rate Pattern envelope, Mark and Robin of BubbleFast had that box created by their suppliers. It's called the Scotty Stuffer, and it's specifically designed to ship breakables like coffee mugs safely and securely. Try it and use the discount code Scotty for 5% off your entire order at BubbleFast.com. BubbleFast has been listening to online sellers since 1999.